Back at the National FFA Convention in Indianapolis, Indiana, the convention hall here on the grounds just north of Lucas Oil Stadium, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studio. You see a lot of things here. We just have a gentleman walk by with, I believe, about 10 ball caps on. He's from the Lewis County, Missouri chapter, but I have some folks from very, very close to home. In fact, right in our backyard, Hoopston Area High School and the Hoopston FFA chapter, Julie Miguel and Olivia Gillens. Julie's the reporter, and of course, Olivia's FFA member, but we have talked with Olivia on WITY in the past. Let's find out what they're up to. Julie, how are we doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing well. Let's talk a little bit about your experience in FFA back in Hoopston.
Oh, it's great. We do a lot of community service back home. We just did a spooktacular back home, gave some candy out to the kids. We do our auction every year. We hold meetings every month. Saturday, we're putting up Christmas lights for the town to help out with that. I was interviewed by somebody for a welding not too long ago, my sophomore year, when I did welding. I don't know. What do? At Hoopston? We do lots of chapter events where we just have fun. We go out, you know, as a chapter, we do fun days. We decide that at our meetings. We have our banquet every year, which pulls in a lot of the FFA members.
Auction, which we split up into groups to collect the things for the auction. We do quite a bit of stuff that especially helps with bringing together our FFA and our town in different things.
Well, we know that Hoopston's a heavily involved town. The town folks are always doing fun stuff up there, and of course the FFA chapter is no exception there. How did you get to be a reporter? Is that something that you sought out to do, or was there an experience there, or how did you do that?
When I was running for office this year, I was like, you know what, Miss Oaks, throw whatever at me and I'm going to do the best I can. And she said, okay, let's try this. And I said, great. And I'm posting papers and the Corntageous News with jerky in it, and we're doing that, and I'm doing the Instagram, she's doing the Facebook, and we're having a grand old time with that. I interview the community members sometimes, you know, it's been really fun, so.
Yeah.
Very nice, very nice. How about you, Olivia?
Yeah, I've gone to every meeting so far, and here pretty soon we should start going around to collect things for our auction, which me and Julie are going to go to Danville and Rossville are the two towns we're going to go in, and I'm going to help with our lights set up, and I really want to become an officer, so I might run next year or at least once in my high school career.
Right now you're just getting your toe wet, just trying to dip it in and try to figure out what pathway works. Any CDEs that you're particularly into?
I did food science, and then I'm thinking on doing livestock judging, and then I'm going to do public speaking.
How about you, Julie?
My two favorites are food science and horticulture. I've always done horticulture. It's so much fun. This year, I think they're doing boutonnieres or corsages or something to make in that CDE, so I really enjoy doing that, so that'll be a lot of fun.
Sounds like a fun time there. So let's talk about your experience here at the convention. You came yesterday. You're going to be here through tomorrow. What's some of the fun things that you guys are picking up here from some of the workshops, some of the other chapters, folks that you were talking to, anything that really stands out?
Well, I love it when the stands have the little squishy animals. I don't know what you call those, but they're a lot of fun.
And all the fun little games and activities that they have to get, like, little freebies. I love just collecting all the freebies.
Yes. It wouldn't be convention without the duck callers, though. Let me tell you. You hear them left and right.
I did hear some ducks earlier, and they were really good. But there again, I think you see a lot of things. It's fun. People are having fun. I mean, it's formal, but it's also fun, too. And yeah. I think that's something that most people wouldn't necessarily get if they're on the outside looking in. I see somebody with a hard hat on. It's just incredible that everybody's coming together, having fun, letting loose, but of course here for the main cause, which is of course furthering the future of agriculture. And is that something that you are looking at as a career, or is it just something that's right now and you're just kind of being a voice for it? Or tell me a little bit about what you're looking forward to.
When I'm going to college, I'm going to be a band director, so this just kind of helps with like the leadership aspects and like putting a group together, which I really have done. I've been doing this since my freshman year, and it's probably been the best 4 years of my life along with band. So I really hope more kids get involved with this program. That's what we strive for at Hoopston.
And help me remember, because I know I've seen you up with the band whenever I've been there for the basketball games. What instrument is it that you play?
I play the Barry sax, so probably the biggest you can play in high school.
Yeah, very, very good. I thought it was a bigger instrument, and I would have said horn, because I'm not good with detailing what instruments they are. So you play a horn too?
I play trumpet in our band. We have 5 trumpets in our band this year, but most of them are, we have 2 seniors, so.
So we're going to be excited to hear Hoopston behind us during one of the broadcasts, I'm sure, this year, on either on our station or our sister station. I know you're still a freshman. You're still probably figuring some things out, Olivia, but is there anything that looks like a career path right now for you after high school that you're looking to maybe gear towards?
I kind of want to become an agriculture teacher. Like, I've always wanted to become a teacher, and then I've been really interested in ag and FFA, and, like, I've done a ton of ag things. Like, if you remember me from the Iroquois County Fair, I show pigs, so, I do a lot of things with agriculture, and, like, it's one thing that really interests me, so I'm, like, if I want to be a teacher, I still really want to do something in ag, so I was, like, why don't I become an agriculture teacher?
And you do a lot at the fair, if I remember correctly, because you pretty much camp out there pretty much all week. So it's intense, and you carry that busy schedule on with you through the year.
Yep, I do.
Anything else you're looking forward to here the rest of the convention?
The rodeo tonight. Yes, we're going to go to the rodeo.
We are going to the rodeo, and we're ready to see the clown and everything about that. So we're very excited.
Very good. Well, hey, I'm going to let you get back with your group. It's Olivia Gillens and Julie McGill with the Hoopston Area FFA. Thanks for spending time with us, and all the best. Have a safe trip back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll have more reports coming up from the National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. Chad Baker for WITY.